Welcome to The Wedding Hour, hosted by certified wedding specialist Carmen Blandino. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the show are solely those of Carmen Blandino, her guests, and callers. Enjoy The Wedding Hour with Carmen Blandino.
Welcome to The Wedding Hour. I'm your host, Carmen Blandino. I'm a certified wedding specialist and the author of Traditions, a Hispanic Wedding Planner, and Traditions, a Quinceañera Planner. I own Princess and Lords, a bridal showroom in Glendora, California, and I've had the pleasure of producing weddings throughout the country. Throughout this series, I will be bringing you several important topics regarding wedding and special event planning, and I will be interviewing professionals from every aspect of the wedding industry. Our topic today will be budgets, how to set a budget and stick to it, and bridal consultants, how to select one. You're listening to us through voiceamerica.com, and you can reach my website at www.princessandlords.com. If you'd like to call in or email our show to ask any questions, the number to call in is 888-335-5204, and the email address is weddings@princessandlords.com. Today, we're joined by a wonderful and talented lady. She's renowned for her expertise on weddings and special events. Doris Nixon is the president of Weddings Beautiful Worldwide and director of educational services for National Bridal Service. For over 21 years, she was a monthly contributing editor on Bridal Business, Gifts, and Decorative Accessories magazine. She currently writes a syndicated advice column for brides that appears in over 100 locations, is the author of One Perfect Day, a guidebook for brides, and The Groom's Corner, a guidebook for grooms. She's also the co-editor of Cross Country Cooking Cookbook. She's an international speaker and writer, and she's also a member and elder of Laurel Presbyterian Church in Glen Allen, Virginia, and a board member of Hansi's Ministries. Welcome, Doris.
Hello there.
Hello. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great and just anxious to go and talk about weddings. It seems they are my favorite subject.
Oh, they are mine too. I just enjoy dealing with the brides, and I know that I've had so many brides ask me, gosh, when are you going on the air? And I'm finally glad to say we're here.
Well, I congratulate you for being there and for voiceofamerica.com for having you.
Oh, they couldn't have
chosen a better leader.
Well, thank you so much, Doris. It really means a lot to me coming from you. But let's go ahead and get into our show, and I wanted to ask you one quick question, and we'll go in with that. What do you believe is the most important step before you embark on the dream wedding?
Well, Carmen, as I reflect on that, I would have to say there are really several important steps. Number one, of course, is budget. But people may have a general idea of what they want, and their budgets may not fit it. So whenever I have worked with a bride, and I have worked with many, my first question to that bride is, could you tell me about your dream wedding? And one girl will say, oh, I just envision a garden, just flowers everywhere. Another one may say, oh, I've always dreamed of a real band, or I have dreamed of lots and lots of food and you know, just a fun time. And that immediately begins to clue them in as to where their priority is. Budgets are flexible.
Right.
You have a certain amount to spend, but if a priority is on one aspect of the wedding more than the other, then that budget can accommodate that particular thing.
And that's the hardest part of a bride and groom, to sit down and start planning their budget, because they really don't know where to spend it. So you're right, when they go through and they establish, okay, this is what my dream wedding is, then they can go ahead and say, okay, I have to have that Cinderella horse and carriage, so therefore, if it's going to cost me $2,000, then I know I have to put that aside for that. But that is, you're so right, that is so important to decide, what is your dream wedding?
Well, unfortunately, most brides, you know, dream of having a princess die wedding.
Right.
And the budget doesn't accommodate
exactly that.
But once they put their finger on the very important things, others can take less money.
Right, right. How important is the budget planning as far as starting that off as one of your first steps?
Well, I think money is the root of a lot of problems before marriage and after marriage. And if girls and parents and grooms don't have a budget, this thing can get out of hand. I've heard of people who mortgage their home to have a big wedding.
I don't think I've had that happen to any of my brides yet.
Well, I hope it doesn't, because that's really going too far.
I know.
You know, the emphasis is on the wedding so much, but it's really the marriage that it's all about. Now, a girl can have a beautiful wedding on a small budget.
Correct. Absolutely. I know I've done some very small budgets, and we've done some elaborate budgets, and they're all just as beautiful for the bride and groom because it was their day. It didn't matter whether they had a really small budget of $2,000 or, you know, upwards of $50,000 budget. So they still will end up happy on that day.
Well, one of my consultants reported a girl coming to her with a $2,000 budget.
Uh-huh.
And she talked to her and told her what they could do, and they had a nice, small, but beautiful wedding. Her tip for that wedding was $1,200, and she booked a $50,000 budget wedding from that.
Oh, wow.
Just by showing just that she could do it.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, I've had consultants say they had a $100,000 budget.
Oh, yeah.
And quite an elaborate affair. The end result is both couples got married.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it would have been the same whether or not it was in front of the Justice of the Peace or that $100,000 affair.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know that when I'm talking to my brides, the budget planning seems to be one of the most important things. As a matter of fact, the first time I talk to a bride and they're making an appointment with me, I tell them, when you come in, please make sure that you have at least some idea of what your total funds are going to be so that we can sit down and discuss where it's going to go and what is the type of wedding that you're looking for, how many people is it that you're trying to invite, because it's going to be completely unrealistic to have 250 to 500 guests on a $2,000 budget unless you're going to scale down something. You know, they can't have that and have the carriage as well.
No, but they can have punch and cookies instead of a sit-down meal.
Exactly.
It's a matter of compromise along the way.
What are you going to be willing to give up and so that you can have 300, you know, guests? So, you know, yes, the sit-down meal is going to be out because that's going to put your budget immediately over. But, yeah, that is the most important thing that I've ever stressed to any of my brides. Absolutely, come in with a complete idea of what you're going to be getting. The other reason I also tell them it's important, they need to decide on a couple of questions or answer a few questions before they come in, is are you going to include in this budget the rehearsal dinner and the rings and your honeymoon? And because a lot of times I've noticed that brides will come in and they'll say, oh, my entire budget is, let's say, $10,000. And they go through and we spend all this time and we get a budget, you know, set. And then all of a sudden the groom goes, but what about the honeymoon? And we're paying for the rehearsal dinner and you haven't put any money aside for the rings. And those are very important questions that I've come across, and then we have to revamp the entire budget. So, again, I would stress to brides, not only have the dollars that you're thinking about spending, but answer those questions as well. Are there any other things that you would recommend for them to consider when they're doing their budget and planning and trying to find out what exactly they're going to spend on?
I think they should be realistic. It's so easy to get carried away. It's so easy to dream of that design a gang that's going to be $3,000 when actually they can only afford $500-700.
Exactly.
So, you know, continue having the stars in your heart, but don't let them rule your mind, because you don't want to be disappointed and think, oh, I couldn't get the dress I wanted. And you have to work within your means.
Exactly, exactly. And one reason, again, that I do stress to brides, don't even start shopping for anything until you set your budget. Because as soon as you've seen that one item that you know, feel is the most important part of your wedding, when you sit down and start thinking about your dream wedding, that might not be as important. And therefore, now you've set your heart on this, you know, St. Poochie gown, for example, that's going to cost you $6,000, and, you know, your budget's only $10,000. Well, are you willing to sacrifice all of the other things that you could have, a sit-down dinner, you know, invite X number of guests, so that you can have that elaborate St. Pucci gown. And sometimes they're willing to say, no, I really don't want that gown. I just thought it was gorgeous and I would have loved to have had it. But I can certainly get, you know, a $600 gown and, you know, spend the extra money on having, you know, the ice sculpture and, you know, five-piece band or, you know, whatever it is that, you know, that they are particularly dreaming about.
And oftentimes they can find a gown that has some of the features of that design again that would please them. And another thing I find about choosing that gown, the one they see and dream about may not be the one at all they want when they start to try them on.
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. And I will be discussing more about gowns next week, but one quick point that I would like to mention, a lot of times after the brides have set their budget and they start to shop and they go to the stores and they're looking for that one dream gown and they even have pictures of it that they've either drawn since childhood or seen magazines since they were a child and, you know, pulled out the magazines and they're trying to find one that's similar. And they get into the store and obviously some of them, those pictures are way outdated and gowns are no longer available. So the consultants will try to bring them as close as they can to that. And they put on a gown, and it's usually the first gown that any bride ever wears that's going to be the gown.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of good.
Yeah, sometimes it is, because that $5,000 gown has now become a $500 gown.
And also, consultants in stores look at that figure,
right,
the bride's figure. And she can often guide that girl
right
into the one that's most becoming for her figure shape within her budget and make her happy, and she will be happy when it's all over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I needed to ask you a couple quick questions on gowns, only because I know we're on that subject really quick. How do you feel about brides who go and buy knockoff gowns? I mean, what do you recommend? You know, and not, I'm not talking about viable and wonderful companies like Discount Bridal Service. I'm talking about the companies that have stolen designs. And I've had a couple of brides come to me, and I don't know exactly what to tell them etiquette-wise, because they said, oh, well, you know, so-and-so told me they can get this type of gown through the Red Market, and I'm like, you know, I don't even want to hear about it because we don't participate in that.
Well, I'm not quite familiar with, you know, that knockoff, that degree of knockoff. I do know that, for example, the day after Princess Di was married, her gown, a knockoff of it, was on the market.
Right.
And all famous people have that to happen.
Right.
After the wedding of Caroline Bissett and Kennedy, you know, all the gowns became very simple, slip-likes, no sleeves, and that kind of thing, because they were copies.
Just the style.
And then when a company, a legitimate company, copies something, unless the company that made the first one sues them, then I guess it's out of our hands.
Right. And it's so hard because I know these, you know, companies spend so much time on their budgets and their money to design these gowns, and all of a sudden you have, you know, this red, you know, black market, you know, street down, mm-hmm. you know, down the road, and they're selling these, the actual gowns that they've acquired or have, you know, put the label on that are really just not the right one. And I keep telling my brides, please be careful about that. You need to make sure you deal with a reputable company.
You certainly do, because you need a company that will stand behind what they sell.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break right now, and after these brief messages from our sponsors, we will return and we will be discussing our budgets with Doris Nixon. Thank you.
Hunt & Lord, coordinating weddings across the country and the world. Owned and operated by Carmen Blandino, who has been recognized by leading wedding associates for her wonderful work, Princess & Lord will work with any budget to make your wedding exactly what you dreamed it to be. They offer tailored consulting packages to include all of the services you need. Princess & Lord is an authorized representative of Discount Bridal Service and Jeffrey Morton Formalware. They also have access to accessory collections from many top designers. Carmen Blandino and Princess & Lord will not only help you with the presentation, but also will teach and prepare you with etiquette guidelines and how to control children at your reception. Find out what your wedding needs at www.princessandlords.com.
I'm Jeff Masters for RJ Web Design and the webmaster for Carmen Blandino's website, princessandlords.com. RJ Web Design is committed to providing quality personal and business websites so that you can receive national to global exposure for your goods and services. So, if you're ready to become the master of your own domain, call us at 626-833-7336. You can also visit us on the web at www.rjwebs.com. That's www.rjwebz.com.
Life Champion Radio live every Tuesday at 5 p.m. AST with your host, Tyler Eldred. Life Champion Radio is on the air to help you become a champion in your own life and teach you how to create the results you desire. Tyler Eldred is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and now travels the country leading seminars on leadership and management skills. Learn the fundamental truths that lead to success in everyday life. Life Champion Radio with Tyler Eldred live every Tuesday at 5 p.m. AST on VoiceAmerica.com.
Net Talk with Chuck Verano Esquire is now on the air every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Arizona Standard Time. Net Talk is a live radio talk show that will make you, the listeners, smarter and improve your quality of life by offering intelligent information and discussion about you, your job, your family, and your civil rights. Don't forget, that's Net Talk with Charles Verano Esquire every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Arizona Standard Time right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Learn the best way to maximize investment returns and minimize taxes on the Professional Investment Services Show, Thursdays, 2 p.m. Pacific. Find out how to minimize income and inheritance taxes and pass the most money on to your heirs on the Professional Investment Services Show, 2 p.m. Pacific on Thursdays. Discover a legal way to deduct your life insurance premium, methods to protect your assets, and eliminate probate on the Professional Investment Services Show. Understand why the wealthy are increasingly utilizing charitable planning and have found that variable life insurance not only competes with other investment structures but also can beat them. Learn why variable life insurance combined with the educational 529 is a must for tax-advantaged financial planning. All on the Professional Investment Services Show, Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific. See you then.
You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com, the world's leader in Internet talk radio.
Now back to the Wedding Hour. Here's your wedding specialist, Carmen Blandino.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Wedding Hour, and I'm your host, Carmen Blandino. And I'm with Doris Nixon, president of Weddings Beautiful Worldwide. Doris, before the break, we were kind of discussing a little bit on gowns, and I think we finished that topic, and I wanted to ask you another question going back to our budgets, and I wanted to find out what you feel is the first step to setting a viable budget.
Well, I think the first step is to find out who's going to help you, the bride, pay for it. Formerly, the groom's family were guests, more or less, and gave the rehearsal dinner, and that was their responsibility. Today, the groom's family is just as apt to contribute as is the bride's family. So you need to find and ask both sets of parents how much they can contribute or why they feel about contributing. You don't want to push his family into doing it if they are from the background that you don't do this.
Absolutely.
And then you find out, you sit down and realistically decide how much you and the groom can put in it. And then you come up with a final amount. Now, this again has to be realistic because if the total budget total income of four sets of people, you know, both sets of parents and the bride and groom is $100,000, you're not going to have a $6,000 wedding.
Exactly.
So finding out the exact amount. Sometimes the groom's family will say, I'll host the ball. Sometimes they say, I'll pay half of it. But you don't want to think they're going to do it, and they think that's not their responsibility. So openness and open questions, open communication is the key to deciding, to setting that viable budget.
I know I had a wedding just recently that the groom's family was from the background of absolutely we don't pay a dime. And the bride's family did the entire thing, including the rehearsal dinner, which is usually a traditional. The groom's family does that. But they did that. There was absolutely no problem. But they knew that up front. So they knew what to expect.
Right. And they didn't count all that money that wasn't coming in.
Exactly. One other thing, too, that I would add to that is to, the sources of your money. I deal a lot with Hispanic weddings, and the Hispanic wedding traditions include padrinos, which are people who are helping to support your budget and your wedding. And so if you come in knowing how much your padrinos are going to be contributing towards your wedding, then you have that fifth source of money, knowing, okay, this particular sponsor of my wedding is going to be, providing $1,000 towards the reception, and they're sponsoring the reception. Well, that helps out not only the parents, but the bride and groom, because it also increases their funds and allows them to have just a little bit more elaborate wedding, or invite that many more people if they've already decided on a particular theme or style.
Maybe other cultures should adopt that. The cost of weddings, now you need all the help you can get.
Absolutely. And you know, for a long time, the Hispanic American community was adopting the American, Americanized mm-hmm. version, where it is the bride's and responsibility on the majority, and then, the groom pays for X number of dollars. And that's not just here in this country, but all over. There are certain, examples in some countries, the groom pays for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've noticed that the trends are coming back to the traditional culture because weddings are so expensive. And so they want to go in ahead and go back to those roots and establish them and, find out how many of their, padrinos can go ahead and contribute. And certainly they're not doing it just for the money. There is a lot involved in asking a padrino to be a sponsor of your wedding. And it includes, their idea as to whether or not your marriage is going to be a good marriage. And basically by them agreeing to be your sponsor and providing funds, they're saying, I approve of this marriage, I'm going to stand behind you throughout your marriage, I'm going to support you through your marriage, and, we will help to guide you along, through that.
So it's a bit like having godparents.
It's exactly the same thing. As a matter of fact, that is what the word padrinos mean. It does mean godparents. So that definitely is exactly the same thing. So they are really supporting you. And in a sense, they turn around and can help contribute. Now, not all godparents are responsible to contribute. Some of them are godparents in name only because the bride and groom have chosen a particular item that's well out of the expense reach of a padrino, but they would like to have this person sponsor it, just not contribute to it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other options as far as that, but you do need to know as a bride and groom when you're setting your budget, who's going to pay for what exactly.
And also, in setting that budget, one of the things to remember is you don't need to go through your Rolodex and invite everybody you've ever talked to.
Exactly.
The weddings should be personal and have your close friends and families, and not be paying back social obligations and things like that.
Exactly. One thing that I always recommend to all my professional brides that come in and say, oh my gosh, I'm a stockbroker and I work in an office that has, 400 people and they all know me in one way or another. Am I required to invite all of them? And the first thing I tell her is, sit down and think about all those people that you know, not just your coworkers, but all of your friends and acquaintances, because all of a sudden, when you're getting married, everybody becomes your best friend.
Yes.
They want to go. But, I tell them, the people that you have entertained in your home and have entertained you in their home, I would say you should put on your list, because there is a very close connection there. You've actually been on an intimate level in their home and have graciously been invited or invited them.
Carmen, there's a biblical expression. It goes back to biblical times that since the beginning of time, the breaking together of bread has been symbolic of friendship.
Friendship.
And even when enemies in some countries meet and one invites the other one to his table, that enemy can no longer remain an enemy. He has to be a friend. And so that's a good point. If you've entertained them, they're your friends.
They're your friends. And those are the ones that you should invite. Because I think if I were, entertaining a person in, my home for years and all of a sudden they got married, I think I would be hurt. I would certainly understand if they had a small wedding and couldn't afford it. But if
if I found out they had an elaborate wedding, I would be hurt. I wouldn't say anything. I just would be. And that's exactly where they're coming from. So if you have entertained them.
In defense of that, let me say that there is, I don't think there is one wedding that takes place when someone who should have been invited was overlooked.
Absolutely.
So don't let your hurt be too deep.
Exactly.
Because the person who didn't invite you, when they think about it, will probably be ready to drop dead with embarrassment.
And that has happened where, you know, the brides will say, well, so-and-so didn't come, you know, show up. And then to the, oh, my God, we never sent them an invitation. Or the invitation got lost in the mail and it came back to us, you know, a month after the wedding. You know, they never got it. And that has certainly happened many a time.
And it can cause hard feelings. But if people would be, if anybody has had a wedding, I know when my daughter got married, I was working in a store and the invitations were ready to mail, and I suddenly realized everyone in that store had been invited. It was a small jewelry bridal gift store.
Uh-huh.
Everybody had been invited but the new bookkeeper.
Oh, no.
I nearly dropped dead. But she got invited, and I had another problem because I had helped so many people in a 10 kind of area come in and, you know, work with them and doing their daughter's wedding. And they would say, oh, when your daughter gets married, I want to see the perfect wedding.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter got a little sensitive. She said, Mom, I don't want people coming to see a perfect wedding. I want those who love me.
Exactly.
And so instead of having the big church wedding with hundreds of people coming, we had a wedding outdoors for 75 people for breakfast. They were the close people she had grown up with and loved.
And that's absolutely true. It is definitely the bride's day. My daughters are not quite yet ready to be married, but my oldest has certainly thought about it, and she has told me that. She says, Mom, I want the wedding my way. I know that you do this for a living, but, you know, please let me do it my way. I'm like, honey, absolutely. It is your day.
It's a little hard to do, Carmen. You had a profession.
You know, I can say that. It absolutely is because, you know, I see her, and I think, okay, you know, I've been saving this and that, but look at there, honey, I can call it her. But we're going to go ahead and take another quick break, and we'll be back in a little bit, and we will continue our discussions on budgets.
Princess and Lord, coordinating weddings across the country and the world. Owned and operated by Carmen Blandino, who has been recognized by leading wedding associates for her wonderful work. Princess and Lords will work with any budget to make your wedding exactly what you dreamed it to be. They offer tailored consulting packages to include only the services you need. Princess and Lords is an authorized representative of Discount Bridal Service and Jeffrey Morton Formalwear. They also have access to accessory collections from many top designers. Carmen Blandino and Princess and Lords will not only help you with the presentation, but also will teach and prepare you with etiquette guidelines and how to control children at your reception. Find out what your wedding needs at www.princessandlords.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Matthews for RJ Web Design and the Webmaster for Carmen Blandino's website, princessandlords.com. RJ Web Design is committed to providing quality personal and business websites so that you can receive national and global exposure for your goods and services. So, if you're ready to become the master of your own domain, call us at 626-833-7336. You can also visit us on the web at www.rjwebs.com. That's www.rjwebz.com.
Psychological issues affect everyone. Face it, no one escapes having problems. Join Julia Yen, MD, and Kimberly Green for First Visit and discover that therapy does not have to be scary or limited to the very ill. First Visit will teach its listeners many effective ways to manage stress and conflict of everyday life. Julia Yen, MD, and Kimberly Green will laugh and show you that people can enjoy themselves even when discussing problems on First Visit every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on VoiceAmerica.com.
Life, liberty, and the
pursuit of a flat stomach. That is the mission statement for the Marsha Hart Show. Are you contemplating another crash diet that doesn't really work? Stop wasting your time and tune in to the Marsha Hart Show. Marsha is a motivational speaker, dance and fitness expert, world champion athlete, but most of all, Marsha is a woman on a mission to motivate, inspire, and expose the unique in you. That's the Marsha Hart Show live every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on VoiceAmerica.com.
Did you know that 95% of everything you own or use in your everyday life was once transported on a semi-truck? America could not prosper without the 18-wheeler or the dedicated men and women that drive them. Voice America is proud to bring you the future of trucking with your host, Willie Johnson. Willie and his guests will be discussing all aspects of the trucking industry as well as taking questions from you, the listening audience. That's the future of trucking with Willie Johnson, live every Thursday at 7 a.m. AST on VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to VoiceAmerica.com, the world's leader in Internet talk radio.
Now back to the Wedding Hour. Here's your wedding specialist, Carmen Blandino.
Welcome back to the Wedding Hour. I'm your host, Carmen Blandino, and if you just joining us now, I want to introduce to you my guest, Doris Nixon, president of Weddings Beautiful Worldwide. And if you'd like to call us in on our show, our number is 888-335-5204. You can also email your questions to me at weddings@princessandlords.com. Doris, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Okay, let's move on to a little subject on brides and grooms determining where to allocate their funds. I know that that's probably a very difficult thing, sitting down and discussing where do I want to spend this money.
Yes, but any professional coordinator will have guidelines. There are little pies that show you so much goes to each thing, which of course are adjustable.
Right.
But things like if you're having a reception, sit down at a reception dinner, you're going to have to spend 50 to 60% of that total budget for it.
For that.
And then you're going to have to cut back on some of the other things.
Right.
But wedding coordinators have budget designs. You know, ceremonies and receptions, flowers, stationery, music, photography and video, rentals, wedding attire, thank you gifts, the transportation, and other.
Everything, favors, all the accessories, everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of what part of the pie goes to each.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, I know a lot of brides forget that there's a lot of things that they can do that will not cost them as much. You know, they start thinking about the accessories and the favors, and those can be pretty costly,
uh-huh.
You know, but I keep reminding them, you know, there's a lot of things that you can make if you're a very handy person or have your best friend help you make them. They sit down and they can make favors, and, you know, instead of spending, you know, $5 per favor, now they've got it down to, you know, a dollar a favor. Well, that gives your budget just a little bit more money to spend on that sit-down dinner or the five-piece band. You know.
Right. Well, recently, a year ago, I had a seminar here in Richmond for Wedding's Beautiful World, Wild Members,
uh-huh.
And we taught favor making, and one of the things we did was hand-paint glasses. And you can buy very expensive glasses and personalize them, maybe with the theme of the wedding, with the bride and groom's name and wedding date, or whatever you would like to do.
And then they're painted, right?
Paint it and then bake it. And it's a very simple procedure, and almost any craft shop can help someone get started. Because if you're having 200 guests, it would take, you'd have to start well in advance.
Start the day you got engaged.
Right. It doesn't really take long to do this, and you just put them in the oven at 200 degrees and bake them overnight, and then you can put them in the dishwasher.
That's great.
So, toasting garbage or whatever, I think that's a very personal favor to give, and one that doesn't cost a fortune.
And that's actually better than the type that you write on with the special pens, because after a couple of washings, those will come off.
Right.
And then you're left with just the glass.
And the hand-painted dinnerware and hand-painted glasses are so popular now.
Yeah, absolutely, especially coming from the little ones. that's definitely a good idea. We're going to talk about that another time. But, with the allocation of the funds, I know we use a little... actually like a pie chart, and we just go through and say, okay, on the
terms of wedding or you know, what you're looking for. This is the different little sections of what you're going to be spending your money on.
And you know, your bridal magazines give great tips
on
weddings with different budgets and how it's allocated.
Every single magazine and every issue somewhere along the line has tips on, you know, how to establish your budget. So, you know, absolutely, that's a great source. And, you know, when we're going through with my brides and looking at their budget and saying, okay, out of your $5,000 budget, how many guests you're going to invite? Is it going to be, you know, buffet, or is it going to be, you know, coffee and, you know, breakfast, or what is it that you're going to be looking for? And they immediately start to tell me, I have to have this. So let's start with that first. You know, if you have to have a sit-down dinner, then let's start with the largest part of where your money's going to be going, and then we'll work the money around all the other ones. They're not as important. So even though you have certain templates and percentages, they're not set in gold.
No, they're not written in stone. And another thing girls don't realize is that bridal consultants or coordinators can often save them money.
Right.
I was talking to one of my girls the other day, happened to be in her office, and she was on the phone, and I heard her say, no, my client will not pay you $250 per head for that one order. Of course, I didn't hear the answer,
right.
But then she said, that isn't the point. I know they can afford it. The point is your hors d'oeuvre isn't worth $250.
Yeah.
And she got them for $1.50 and saved her client $400 in one telephone call.
It's absolutely true that, you know, we as consultants and coordinators, we do work with these venues constantly. So we do know where we can cut back on, you know, and tell them, you know, no, you're not going to charge us this, or we would like this instead of what you're offering, you know. And the brides will go in by themselves when they're looking at the different venues without a consultant. And, of course, they're going to hand them their little packets and their little schedule of things that they include in their packages. But we who have worked with them know that there's other things that you can substitute that's going to make it just a little bit more regal.
That's right, and I had some vendors on a seminar one time, and I asked them to give 10 tips to help wedding coordinators, how wedding coordinators could help them. Now, I will never forget what the florist said. He said, call us and give us a budget for our flowers. We have one shot at getting that wedding, and we're going to give it the biggest shot we can get.
Right.
But if we know that budget will not stand that, we can put a lot of greenery and a few flowers and have a gorgeous wedding for much less money. But if you don't tell us the budget, we're going to shoot for the stars and may not get the sale.
Exactly.
And also another tip he gave was don't come in with three strands of a bridesmaid's dress and expect us to match flowers. You need to bring us a swatch.
A swatch, exactly. Not the thread. A swatch, absolutely. And, you know, that is so true. Disclosing your budget and disclosing, you know, what your funds are and when you're going to have it available, because although you can say, okay, well, we've got X number of dollars that we can spend, it's not available all right in one moment. I have not come across one single bride, even, you know, in the most wealthiest of my clients, that have their money all right now.
Right, and most people require 50% deposit.
Right.
Which you read a lot about putting it on your visa, and it protects you if you're not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is a plus for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a minus. I know from experience it's easy. Oh, I'll charge it. And then when the bill comes, wow. Was I dead when I did that? But, you know, even if they charge it, it should be recorded and definitely put down as a part of that budget and not, oh, I can pay that next month.
Exactly. It has to be part of that budget because you're still going to pay for it, whether it's now or 20 years down the road when you're paying on a credit card, you're still going to pay for it. And it's better if you are going to use a card to turn around and say, okay, I just charged this deposit of $500, and I know that in a month and a half, I have my bonus money coming in, and I can pay off this card and this card and this card that I've used, so I can use them again if I need to freeze up some more money there. So you can put your money to double use. Don't just use that money. Pay off the cards and reuse them.
Right.
Okay, then, you know, you'll stretch your budget just a little further. you mentioned that we are protected when we do charge. I have some bad news for people on that. This has happened to me personally. I did charge something, and of course, I'm assuming, you know, by assumption, as most consumers are, that when you charge something, you're protected from the breakage, and if you're not, just, you know, happy, you can try to return it, and all those other wonderful things that they tell. Unfortunately, that will only protect you for 3 months, unless they have the extended term in your contract that says a year or more. Most of them are 3 months. And a lot of brides don't realize that, so they put that deposit or they bought this, and then their wedding is 9 months, 12 months down the line. And if they're not happy, the credit card company says, I'm sorry, we can't do anything about it. And that has happened recently.
I have a similar experience. I bought a dress and returned it, and that was in early July. And I've been trying to work it out with the people. Could they get me material to make the skirt? Could they do this? Could they, you know, because I really like the jacket, which fit it.
Right.
And so far, I have not had it resolved. I have reported it in to the credit card when I wrote it and, you know, the date it was returned. But I don't get any response back from the store that sold it to me, which is in another time. So life gets complicated, and it will get complicated for brides.
Well, it will get even more complicated, I think, for brides, because they are dealing with the big day of their life, and for a bride to lose a $500 deposit, that's the end of the world to them. So as consultants, we have to try to buffer that and try to work with them and you know, go back to the vendor that they charged it to and say, okay, what can we resolve with this? We're not going to get anywhere by yelling at each other, so let's go forward. Let's go ahead and try to resolve this. What can you give us, or what kind of, you know, services are you going to provide for that money that has already been deposited? And we do work with, you know, trying to resolve those issues. So again, that is another benefit to having a consultant, because you have somebody in your corner that knows how to deal with the vendors.
Right.
So that's absolutely true. Brides can get a little overwhelmed, and if they lose a small budget or something doesn't go exactly their way, it seems to them like the entire world has just come to an end, and they focus only on that one minor problem. And to us as consultants, it might be a minor problem because we know how to resolve it.
Also, they're very emotional. You have to know they're riding the tide of emotions.
Exactly. So to them, it is the largest power they could ever have. So we're going to go ahead and take another quick break, and we will be right back with Joyce Nixon after these short messages. Thank you. Princess and Lord, coordinated weddings across the country and the world. Owned and operated by Carmen Blandino, who has been recognized by leading wedding associates for her wonderful work. Princess and Lord will work with any budget to make your wedding exactly what you dreamed it to be. They offer generous consulting packages to include all of the services you need. Princess and Lord is an authorized representative of Discount Bridal Service and Jeffrey Martin Fumble. They offer access to accessory collections from many top designers. Carmen Blandino and Princess and Lord will not only help you with the presentation, but also will teach and prepare you with etiquette guidelines and how to control children at your reception. Find out what your wedding needs. www.princessandlord.com.
Every Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. out of the Amazon. 10 a.m. in Arizona Standard Time. That's off the live radio talk show that will make you, the listeners, smarter and improve your quality of life by offering the information and discussion about you, your job, your family, and your civil rights. And don't forget that Net Talk with Charles Brown of Esquire every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Arizona Standard Time, voiceamerica.com.
Thank you. www.sexandthewords.com. Thank you for being with us today.